Now, will you listen, verse 3, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. That's going to be the time when the greatest turning to the Lord Jesus the world has ever seen. Spurgeon always liked to say, God will have more people saved than they'll be lost. And don't push your nose up against the wind of the present. He's not doing so well today. But you see, he's not through. He has quite a bit back of him. He has a great deal ahead of him. And he has great plans for the future. Now, will you notice here, verse 4, the Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And again, here is something that is very, very important, and that is the fact that the Lord Jesus is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Now, here again is something that we'll wait till we get to the epistle to the Hebrews to develop, because this is one of the greatest truths in the Word of God. I'll just lift out one verse from Hebrews. Hebrews 5, verse 6. As he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. There's both the deity and the humanity of the Lord Jesus. Let me keep on reading. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. You see, he's coming in judgment, as the second psalm makes it very clear. He shall break them with a rod of iron. And now the last verse of Psalm 110, verse 7. He shall drink of the brook in the way, therefore shall he lift up the head. In other words, he's on the way to judgment.